Hi, welcome to the enhanced media portion of the spring and the inaugural issue of EV World. I'm managing editor Adam Malik. In this episode, I'm going to bring you more of my conversation with Kevin Fitzpatrick. He's a senior vice president of North America operations with Opus IVS, which provides diagnostics, programming, and live repair guidance. He's a longtime shop owner on Long Island, New York. His brother also owns a shop. He's heard the pushback from his peers about electrification, but his message is strong. He wants the automotive aftermarket to get moving on the technology before they're forced to get moving.
If you're a technician today, right, to say, well, this is going to be negative for our business, that's not necessarily true. If you look at, let's say, I'll use Tesla as an example, right? These cars have been around for a while, and they require maintenance like any other vehicle. If you compare a Tesla, let's say, to another vehicle of the approximate size, a Tesla weighs approximately 1,000 to 1,500 pounds more than a vehicle of an equivalent size. That being said, that means the suspension components are under considerably more stress than another vehicle. The tires are going to wear more. It's going to require alignments, suspension component replacement, you know, cabin air filters, wiper blades, all of those other things that you would do. You're just not going to get the spark plugs, belts, and all of the other bits and pieces. There are fluids to change, right? There's dry fluid that needs to be changed. There is money to be made for these things for the shops. Right. You can't shy away from them. You have to learn how to repair these vehicles, to diagnose these vehicles. So, you know, again, it's a choice for the shops when to dive in. Right. But to ignore the fact that a percentage of your business will be electrified would be a mistake. I think most Americans that need a vehicle are probably in the process of making a buying decision. Do we go EV now, or, you know, are we going to get another, you know, internal combustion vehicle? You know, I think most shop owners are seeing a large percentage of their customers now make this decision. You know, my brother is a shop owner here in New York, and I can tell you right now he is servicing a large number we see a lot. We're on Long Island, so we see a large number of Tesla vehicles. And so, again, it's tough to put a percentage on it, but again, you'd be doing your business a disservice if you're not readying now. Right now, it's kind of a hot button issue, right? The guys are in denial. There might be political leanings that are saying, "I'm not going to fix EVs. I'm a green denier," or what have you. You know, it's a mistake. The cars are here. They're fun to drive, right? They have great acceleration and everything else. So some guys are just saying, "Oh, I'm gonna kind of stick on the internal combustion side," you know, which is fine. It's a business decision today. I think it's going to be less of a business decision in 2 or 3 years, you know, as they see more and more of their present customers, you know, make the buying decision to move to EV.
That was Kevin Fitzpatrick from Opus IVS giving us his take on the need for the automotive aftermarket to get their collective wheels in motion and get themselves ready to service electric vehicles. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.